The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, John Flaherty. Jack Flaherty. Why do I keep calling him John? Because Tigers used to have a John Flaherty. Anyway, they lose 3-0. Jack Flaherty, 3 innings, 3 hits, 78 pitches, 6 strikeouts and 3 walks. Jack Flaherty has not pitched well for most of the season. Now, except for last night, his last 5 starts, he has not given up a lot of runs. 13 earned runs with 37 strikeouts with 11 walks. But because of the strikeouts and a lot of long at-bats, he hasn't been going deep into games as you would like. So that's a problem. Right now, if you would rank the Tigers starters, you would have, in my opinion, Jack Flaherty would be fourth.
Yeah, obviously Scuba 1, Mize Olson, and
Flaherty. Yeah. Now, a lot of teams would love to have a fourth starter with the ability of Jack Flaherty as a fourth starter.
Correct.
But not as your number two that he was going into the season. I mean, because going into the season, nobody knew anything about what, Casey Mize was going to be doing.
Right, yeah. It was a big question mark coming off the surgery.
And they're 6-14 in his starts, so he has not pitched well. Let's not, poo-poo that. His ERAs and things like that, a lot of it's magnified by he had those 2 back-to-back starts early in the season where he gave up 7 and 8 runs. And like I said, he has, up until last night, he has pitched much better. He's gotten very little run support, and last night is a perfect example.
Well, that's
a problem.
My problem with last night's performance is, you know what? You're playing against the worst offense in baseball. Hold serve against Skeens. Yeah. It was the perfect opportunity to neutralize Skeens and keep the game 0-0 or maybe 1-0 going into the 6th or 7th inning.
Right.
But even at that.
And he threw 78 pitches and he made he taxed the bullpen against a horrible offense.
If he had done that, though, the Tigers didn't score any runs.
Well,
so you're going into the 10th at 0-0?
In real time, in watching the game, I'm just like, this guy, I'm to the point I don't think they'll win the game when he's on the mound.
Well, when it's 3-0 against Skeens, you know they're going to lose.
Tony, it's the big picture of the season.
Oh, I know.
They're 6-14 in games he's pitching. He has a 4.77 ERA. That's horrible. What are we doing here defending a guy that's 4.77 ERA?
I'm not defending him. I'm saying he's their fourth starter. Okay,
he's supposed to be more than that. They're paying him more to be that.
I know. Well, that's what I said.
He's here next year too.
Going into the season, he was the second starter. Now he's the fourth. I mean, I'm not defending him. I'm pointing out how bad he's been. But like I said, the last 4 games up until last night, he's pitched okay.
Yeah, he pitched better. There was a time where we're like, Jack Flaherty can't be a part of this rotation.
Yes.
And then things got a little bit better. He's not defending him. He needs to pitch better.
Right.
But when you get into the postseason, but he's not getting any run support either.
Right, and if they get into the postseason, he probably won't pay. He won't be one of the starters. Because they're going to probably only go three starters, maybe 1 series, he'd go 4.
You get into 7-game series, you're throwing 4.
1, okay. So, that's like I said, that's a problem. The bigger problem, and we know the bullpen's been a problem. Last night they actually, when they put Dietrich Enns in, I said, they're just basically waving the white flag.
Right.
And he actually pitched pretty well.
Yeah, so did Kainley.
So did Kainley. He needed that. But the biggest problem they have is not as bad as the bullpen's been the last month or so. It's the hitting in this month. Riley Green, point out one guy, your all-star, in the month of July is hitting .180. Now, I know batting averages and everything because his OPS isn't that bad. It's .724 for this month. However, the reason his OPS is at .724 is because he has 6 home runs.
All or nothing.
28 strikeouts. He is on pace for 212 strikeouts, which is almost, it's historic for this franchise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you're right. It's like all or nothing. That ain't going to get it done. Here's somebody else who's not getting it done right now. And I really thought that he'd really turned it around. And look, it's still, a 4 or 5 game sample size is not worth freaking out about. But Colt Keith is 1 for his last 19. Trey Sweeney, is 3-for-26 in July. And Torc has one home run in July since July 5th.
What's Gleyber Torres in July? Oh, I thought you were looking at the list.
No, okay. I wrote down the ones that were a bit really bad.
But and I know, okay, we like to say, you know, Riley Green, he's our all-star. Well, so was Gleyber Torres.
Mm-hmm.
And he started out that game with a strikeout. This is a team that needs one of their all-stars to step up and stop the bleeding. It happened the other night from the mound with Tarek Skubal, which you expect. But when the team is slumping at the plate, you need Gleyber Torres. You need Riley Green. You need Zach McKinstry, who's having a career year. You need Spencer Torkelson. You need somebody to step up and stop the bleeding offensively, just like Tarek Skubal did on the mound.
Here's your answer. Torres in July is hitting .269, 727 OPS, which is not great, obviously. No home runs in July and just 2 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
So his July has not been that great either.
It's been a tough month at the plate for the team.
Yes. And there's only a few ways they can rectify it. Eugenio, we want you, Eugenio. Eugenio Suarez, when you come to town in a few weeks, don't leave. He hit another home run last night. Yeah,
come back to Detroit.
Yes.
That would be, I think, everybody's dream scenario in the lineup regarding, you know, being able to add some power, add a reliable bat to this lineup, because he went yard again yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And his value continues to rise.
Yes. Now, just to be fair, and as we love Suarez, I mentioned that Green is on pace for 212 strikeouts, which would be tied for ninth. The major league record is 223. Suarez, a few years ago, is seventh all time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's what the trend does. Of baseball right now.
Right.
It's all or nothing.
It always has been for a lot of guys. You know, guys who aren't as good as Riley Green, even. You know, guys like, you know, date myself, like former Tiger Rob Deere and people like that. They used to hit either home runs or strike out. All right, 248-539-9797. We have some ticket text. Does anybody strike out more than Riley Green this season?
He leads Major League Baseball. Yeah.
Tigers have scored 3 runs in 36 innings. I guess those that said the All-Star game was too small sample size are beginning to look wrong, Doug in Rochester. No, I don't care. The All-Star game meant nothing.
If
Riley Green would have got a home run in the All-Star game, he would still be, you know, what he is right now for the regular season.
Well, and it's part of that month of July. Like, I mean, it was right in the middle of it. These guys, you wouldn't expect them, if they're slumping in the month of July, to all of a sudden hit in the All-Star game.
Correct.
It's just it's where these hitters are right now, and they need somebody, and it should be your best hitter, Riley Green, that you could lean on to pull you out of this slump.
I've grown to hate Jack Flaherty. You sure you didn't write Texas Gov? I would love to add a starting pitcher so I'd never have to look at Jack's face again.
I feel the same way, and I didn't write it. I just think it's laughable. Like, to me, he is a very easy pitcher to hit unless he has his very best stuff.
You're right.
You're only going to have your very best 1 out of 4 times, and that's pretty much what he's done.
The players I have problems with are guys like Vierling, Meadows, Sweeney, Rogers, and Jones. They're automatic outs every time they're up, and most nights they make up 1/3 or more of the lineup. Well, Rogers doesn't play very often, the Jones thing. He's a 4A player. That's what you have when you get. Meadows, at least he got a hit last night. I love the fact they tried the bunt for a base hit. That guy made a really good play.
Oh, yeah. I love the bunt.
By the way, speaking of bunting, I used to really love the bunt, but now I've come along to realize you don't give up outs and things like that. However, there was a situation, I think, last night. They had guys on first and second, no outs, and Sweeney was up. He can't hit right now.
Come on. Three-run homer in Cleveland. That's what he was going to do.
I know. There's a guy who should bunt, right?
You're such a troll.
Yeah, I am on that one. Sorry, I apologize. Rieger's going to be here later today, filling in for Carson Anderson.
Yeah, the ultimate. Yeah,
priming the audience.
Yeah, getting ready, everybody ready for Rieger. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
248-539-9797. Have some ticket texts here on the Tigers' woes. We need Kerry Carpenter back. That would help.
That would help, certainly.
But certainly, he's a left-handed bat. They need a right-handed bat.
I don't care who hits. I don't care what side of the plate it is.
Yes, he would help. It could be that the All-Star break, maybe as our guys relaxed a little too much and they're going to have to snap out of a little break they had and get back into the ass-kicking they've been doing all season. That's Martin from Shelby. Actually, I thought the All-Star break came at a great time because they were playing like crap. So I thought that would be four games leading into it. Yes. So, I questioned Flaherty when the Dodgers did not keep him. Then when everybody was talking about how great he was doing, that he turned the corner. No, he did not. His numbers still weren't that great. I think it's time to move on from Flaherty. Pardon my arrogance. I know I'm not a hitting coach. I'm not a professional baseball player. I'm a lifelong fan. Riley Green needs to move off the plate. I love the hitting coaches who call and text.
Yeah.
Well, what Riley Green needs to do is stop swinging at pitches that are at his eye level. That's his biggest problem.
Can't lay off the high fast.
Right.
Heat.
What's the Tigers' record since Parker Meadows came back?
500 exactly.
Okay. Much different than last year.
19 above 500. And they are that today. Now they're a little under 500 since Vierling came back. I do wonder if collectively those two being in the lineup is getting the other hitters worse pitches.
It's weighing them down.
Yeah. That those, the Vierling / Meadows, one, they play together sometimes, but if one's in and the other one's out, well, whoever was hitting in those spots earlier this year was on base more.
Right, like, I mean, that's like hot, like Javi.
And even Carpenter. Yes. And the effect, I think the cumulative effect of no Carpenter and then adding those two poor bats, at least right now, into the lineup are causing other hitters to see worse pitches.
Yeah. It's good that we saw Meadows at least get a hit yesterday.
Yeah.
He tried to lay down a bunt that the Pirate third baseman made a really good play on.
I mean, they both had a hit last night.
Vierling got a hit, too.
Vierling, yeah.
But Vierling, the last play, the pitch of the game, how you could even think. I know you get frozen, but that was like a 70-mile-an-hour curveball from future Tiger David Bednar.
I've noticed this, too, and maybe it's just because they're losing, you start looking for things.
Yeah.
They seem to be guessing on pitches more. And that's when you get somebody frozen. Like, it baffles. Go up there and hit the ball, okay? Stop thinking I know the pitch that's coming. See the ball out of the hand.
Yeah.
React.
Yeah. That happens to probably every team. We just watch them closely. We see every bat. But, it does amaze me how you can not swing at something, especially with a two-strike pitch, with the ball right down the plate. Like, what are you looking
for? It's the baseball that it's where baseball's at right now. It's one of the frustrating things about the game.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.